USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Cohen contradiction. As it turns out, Michael Cohen was trying to get a pardon from President Trump, and that contradicts the testimony Cohen gave last week before a House committee when the former longtime personal lawyer said he had never requested nor would he accept a pardon from President Trump. But now Cohen's current lawyer, Lanny Davis, says Cohen did ask another lawyer to inquire about a pardon after Cohen's Manhattan office was raided in April of last year. The U.S. House taking up a bill to more than double the federal minimum wage as a House committee yesterday approved the measure to raise it to $15 an hour, more than double the current $7.25 an hour, by 2024. The government says there were 223,000 first-time jobless claims filed last week. That was down slightly from the 225,000 the week before. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. House now expected to vote today on a resolution condemning hate speech, which started out as a proposed resolution to condemn anti-Semitism, but has expanded amid disagreements among Democrats. The original resolution was aimed at recent comments by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar. Last week, the freshman Muslim lawmaker accused pro-Israel advocates of pushing, in her words, allegiance to a foreign country. As the vote nears, Democrat from Florida Ted Deutsch was pressed about why leaders are not throwing Omar off the Foreign Affairs Committee. Deutsch says, first things first.
Tomorrow we'll have conversations about foreign policy and the impacts and why statements that suggest that our important relationship with Israel is founded on anything other than the strong shared values that we have are unacceptable.
He spoke on the Fox Business Network. House and Senate Democrats today introducing a bill to restore Obama-era net neutrality rules. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Alex Trebek, who's hosted Jeopardy on TV since 1984, has disclosed he's fighting a disease that the former host of that show passed away from, pancreatic cancer. But yesterday, in an announcement posted to YouTube, Trebek said,
I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years.
The original host of the TV show Jeopardy, Art Fleming, died in 1995 of the exact same disease, pancreatic cancer. I'm Wendy King.
A Utah elementary school teacher has been criticized after telling a Catholic student to wash an ash cross off his forehead yesterday, which was Ash Wednesday for Catholics. William McLeod says his teacher confronted him shortly after he arrived at his school in Bountiful, Utah, and he says the teacher said the ash cross was inappropriate for school, forcing him to wipe it off. The teacher and the school's principal later apologized to the student and his family. And the Davis School District now says the teacher's action was inappropriate and an investigation's been launched. And LeBron James is moving up the NBA's all-time scoring list. He surpassed Michael Jordan for fourth all-time with a layup in the second quarter of last night's loss to Denver. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.